Founders Day in Metlakatla is more than celebrating the founding of Metlakatla Indian community over a century ago. It's an event that brings generations of families together. In one case, that means six generations of family for Melissa Johnson.
I think like what Founders Day means to me is like sharing it with generations of different people. Like my grandma, my mom will be there, my kid will be there, and then coming from there, you know, my grandfather lived there. It's just, to me, it's about the celebration of many generations of culture of the native, you know, like Southeast Alaska.
And a parking lot next to Lower Atkins Street is where a lot of that celebration is taking place. People of all ages line up to take part in foot races and a married women versus single women tug of war.
I see a lot of married women over there. Where's our single women out now?
And by the way, the married women totally won.
Oh no, not even a chance.
Robert Leesk, Johnson's uncle, grew up in Metlakatla and says he remembers who wins each contest every year because people here really do know each other like family, whether they are related or not.
And then your friend Karen, his son, he had a slow bike race. He was really good. He won one year. So you see the connections in the families, and there's somebody, a good friend of mine who, he's here, Greg Buxton Jr. Well, he came in third in the watermelon contest tonight, so I congratulated him.
All this celebration is a way for people in Metlakatla to build bonds and see family from across the country. But John and Barbara Fawcett, who are the Jitterbug Dance Contest champs for the day, remember a different kind of Founders Day from decades ago. John says they've lived here since the 1940s.
They weren't allowed to dance when we were kids, the native, and so it didn't come back till the 70s, you know. There was only one little group, which these two ladies started, yeah, with the little ones.
He's referring to traditional Tsimshian dancing, because Founders Day serves another purpose, a purpose that was on display in the community longhouse that evening. In the longhouse, people wear elaborate headdresses, blankets, and masks in all sorts of colors, singing traditional Tsimshian songs while dancing. Blankets have symbols of killer whales, ravens, and wolves representing each person's spiritual clan. Mikey L. D'Angeli was one of the dancers.
It's hard for me not to get emotional, and I have to go to, I'm present as always when I'm dancing, but I have to kind of go, and send my energy outwards to my mom and her generation and those that are older, because this wasn't available to them.
D'Angeli says in past generations, many parts of Tsimshian culture was repressed. She says Founders Day provides an opportunity to celebrate a culture they have been able to revitalize.
We have gone beyond survival mode. We're way beyond that. Where our culture, our practices are thriving. We're doing all that we can for our language.
The Tsimshian language is a part of the culture D'Angeli and others are trying to save. Sarah Booth, one of the last fluent language teachers still alive, was honored in the longhouse. Founders Day isn't necessarily about memorializing people like Metlakatla's former leader, Father William Duncan. It's about celebrating Tsimshian culture of the past and adding to it in the present.
And just every part about it I really love, because we're honoring the practices that our ancestors decided this is the way that we're going to celebrate our Founders Day. But then every year we're doing something different. And every year we're continuing to have all sorts of ceremonies throughout this week. And I think that I couldn't be prouder to be from Metlakatla, Alaska.
Because of people like D'Angeli, the drumbeat goes on here. Reporting from Metlakatla, I'm Liam Niemeyer.